Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com, or by phone 774-2219. All right, so here we are again, 7:30, Friday evening, and time for Local Motives. On the show tonight, we've got Hutch Heelan. Hutch, how are you?
Hey, doing well, thanks.
Thank you for coming in. Let me turn this guy down a little bit.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm really excited. You come highly recommended by folks.
Really?
Well, it's what your website says.
That's you know, none of that's really true. I just made those things up. So
it sold me. So
nice.
No, but no. Thank you very much for being here, and I'm very excited to have you.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Have you ever been in before?
I have not been in before. No, I once had a dream about being in here, but it didn't come true until today, so.
And is it everything you expected?
It's more than what I expected.
Yes.
It's making that dream seem more like a nightmare now to me.
Yeah.
So the reality has surpassed the dream of things.
Is it the gold gilding around the room, or?
Yeah, you guys have, you have all these spreads of delicious foods. You
yes.
Treat your guests very well.
Lots of cured meats and...
cured, uncured.
Fancy cheeses.
Something for every palate.
Everybody should play here, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So, you know, if you guys want to play, get a hold of me. So, this evening... So, you've got a new CD out that I've got here somewhere.
Yep.
Inner Space Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it up for the cameras. No. And you're going to do some songs from this tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to do a couple tunes off there, and we'll play some album tracks off there, and maybe play some from my old album, too.
Sounds good.
Do a couple live things and a couple not live things.
I like it.
Yeah.
Are we going to start with live or not live?
Let's start with live and then go not live for a little bit and then get live again.
Okay.
Get lively.
Sounds good to me. Whenever you're ready,
cool.
Grab a guitar or something. Oh, a ukulele first.
Yeah, a little uke.
Yes. All right, let's adjust these things. You just let me know when you're ready there?
Sure. This is the first track off my new album, Inner Space Odyssey. And this is called Into the Middle of Somewhere. Right. So I thought of, the phrase out of the middle of nowhere. Kind of wanted to flip it around, you know?
Yes.
Try to be clever a little bit.
I hear that, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. So,
all right, so into the middle of somewhere.
Along in the right direction. help us let go of our fears and step out of the middle of nowhere and into the middle of somewhere where a spirit can be free. Yeah, we'll step out of the middle of nowhere and into the middle of somewhere where a spirit can be free. Where a spirit can be free. Had enough of the lies they've told us, enough of the lies we've told ourselves. It's time we got it right. And love ain't the only answer, but it's the only one that's right. It's the only one that leads out of the middle of nowhere and into the middle of somewhere where a spirit can be free. Yeah, we'll step out of the middle of nowhere and into the middle of somewhere where a spirit can be free. Where a spirit can be free.
All right, Hutch Heelan, Into the Middle of Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to the CD on the way over here tonight. And, you know, I've listened to it a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I really love that song.
Like, thank you.
I could call that maybe, you know, I can see myself listening to that over and over again.
Oh, thanks.
It's a really... just a very nice song. I really love it. Just, I'm gushing a little bit. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Most people don't mind.
Are you crying a little bit?
Yeah. Looks I like always cry.
Yeah. Well, you were crying when I first came here too, so.
Yeah, well.
But.
It's
everyone.
That Hobbit slam just did.
Oh, God. Yeah, Josh was at
what
Denny's tonight and got a Hobbit slam. He's been looking a little green around the gills.
Hobbit slam's an awkward thing to order. Can I have a Hobbit slam, please?
I bet. I almost ordered that at Denny's, but I got a I got a Shire sausage instead, and
equally as awkward, really.
Yeah, the casing on that sausage is not natural. It's like I'm not sure what it is. It's like cellophane or something.
Mm.
Very, very challenging to chew through.
It's a orc intestine, I think.
Orc intestine, yep.
Anyway. So that was the first song off your new album.
Yep.
Which just came out a couple weeks back, right?
Yeah, and, December 21st, end of the Mayan calendar. So.
Well, it's a good thing for you that we're all still here.
Yeah.
I mean, would have been a terrible day to release an album otherwise.
Yeah, it would have been.
And it, so people can pick this up at like Bull Moose.
Yep. It's at, most of the Bull Moose locations. And then one of these days it'll be on iTunes and more available. I've never really been the best at, I've got some indigestions, all that Shire sausage.
Right.
I've never really been the best at making my stuff too available. I'm a little bit absent-minded about that stuff, but I'll get that up on iTunes pretty soon here.
It's tough. Yeah. The whole, everything involved.
Yeah.
I admire you folks who just do it over and over again. I did it once. And that's enough, I think.
Yeah.
It was rewarding, but at the same time, a lot of work goes into that, and I'm very glad that people do it, especially to put out, you know, a physical thing. I love digital things, but I really love hard copy things.
Yeah. I think, you know, when you get the CD, either the album artwork will help to kind of set the vibe for you listening to it, or it'll just really turn you off and just ruin
and
everything for you.
You may never pick it up.
Yeah. I think it's a... I see like recording albums as a worthwhile thing just for the exercise of doing it and, you know, getting some ideas out.
Yeah.
But it's not always the cheapest thing to do. And it's got its pros and cons, you know.
Yeah.
But it's always, I mean, every time I've partaken in some sort of recording, whether it's with my band or my music and other people's bands, it's always been very enjoyable to me. But
now, so you've got two CDs of your own. The new one is Interspace Odyssey, and the first one is Mercury Music.
Yep.
Were you in bands before this? Were you doing stuff before these?
I got my start playing semi-seriously, I guess, with Pete Kilpatrick.
Yeah.
The Pete Kilpatrick band, or we were known as the super group, the Pete Kilpatrick super group then, which was...
So are you on the Beautiful Locals, the song on Beautiful Locals there? What did he do? Tony Magnabo song, maybe?
No, I wasn't on that.
It's very good.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what song though.
Destination.
That Destination. Yeah. That's a great song.
Yeah.
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 But Tony McNamara actually played drums on the my new record.
It's a bit of a star-studded affair. You've got Jake Rocha on there too, right?
Yep.
And Jonathan Wyman produced it, recorded it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went a little less hog wild with the guests' appearances on this one.
Yeah.
Wanted to have it more self-contained and kind of handle, you know, the majority of the instruments myself. But I mean, I really love Tony McNabo's drumming and I like hanging out with him. So, on my last album, it was mostly like program stuff, but
yeah.
A good friend of mine, Dan Boyden, provided some live drums, and we'd build loops out of live drums and stuff. But for the most part, it was more of a constructed thing as opposed to with Tony. These are like actual performances, so they can kind of like breathe with a song and, you know, build the dynamic and stuff a little bit more.
Yeah, and great, great performer.
Yeah. Very, very difficult to work with, though. So
heard it here first. How about we listen to a song from the new one?
Yeah.
You want to do Fear of Failure?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, well, let's do that. I'm sorry, I got...
Oh. No worries.
Derp, derp, derp. All right, so then this is from the CD Interspace Odyssey, Fear of Failure. Well, let's... let me try that again. I'll turn the CD player on first and then try to play it.
So let's all write a new one. A one where we take chances. A one where we're allowed to make mistakes. 'Cause it's much better to strike out than never even step up to the plate.
That was Fear of Failure, Hutch Heelan from Inner Space Odyssey. I feel like such an old man right now. I had to take off my glasses to read the liner notes in the first album.
Oh, yeah.
And then
it's like 0.2 font.
No, I'm just old. Okay, yeah, it's a pretty small font.
Yeah, I thanked a lot of people on that. It's kind of overboard.
Well, I mean... First Come one, right?
Yeah.
You want to make sure you get everybody in there.
Yeah, I made sure to thank very few people on the second one.
Thanks to no one. No, it doesn't really say that. So that was you, Tony McNabow. Now, and does Jake Roche play on the whole album?
He plays on one song.
Okay.
Cardinal song.
I wasn't sure if it was just vocals on that song that you were,
backing vocals and an acoustic guitar on that one.
And so otherwise you pretty much, aside from drums and a few guitars here and there, you played everything on.
Yep. Aside from drums and John Wyman did, I think, a good guitar lick on a track or two, and some synth stuff.
So how long would it take you to build to put together one song when you were doing this?
I'm not really sure. 'Cause it's kind of divided up, like some of the songs. Like some aspects of the arrangement were a little bit ambiguous with my demos demos, and John Wyman and I went through and just laid down basically like maps of all the tunes, and then kind of de-ambiguized some of the more ambiguous arrangements. I promise I won't say that word again.
And that's okay.
And then had Tony come lay down the drums to like scratch vocals and scratch.
Yeah.
Or I guess we had some keeper acoustic parts, but pretty much built up the foundation in the first, you know, like drums, bass, and basic acoustic tracks the first like 3 days or so. Then spent the rest of the time doing the vocals and other instrument overdubs and mixing.
And then you did the design for the CD, and so, I mean, really, that's quite a one-man show here in my hand, you know? Like, that's a lot of time and work you put in.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been drawing and doing art since I was a kid, so I always like to do the design for stuff when I put it out. My last album, I was sort of like, my head was a little bit in the clouds designing that one. I'm not exactly psyched to have that, but I've thought about re-releasing it with like different art, but I also sort of, I don't know, if you put something out, even if you look back and you're kind of like, eh, that artwork, I don't know. I feel like it's what came out during that time, so yeah. it is what the album is, and I don't really want to rewrite the history of that, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, not even, you know, even beyond artwork, you know, every now and then somebody will come in here who's, or I'll talk to somebody who's been on in the past, you know, like with their high school band or something. Yeah. And I say, oh yeah, I've got a CD of when you were here before. Oh God. Yeah. But even though an artist may not care for what they did years ago, it's really important to me that is still around, and that someday, you know, somebody can go back and discover this, or,
yeah,
you know, if it, maybe they're just starting to listen to somebody and they start digging deeper and they find, oh, this old recording when they were with this band. And
yeah,
I don't know. It's important to me that stuff just gets preserved once it's there, and people don't screw around with it too much, you know?
It's nice to see, like, bands that you really like and try and, like, find old videos of them before they could even really play and stuff.
Yeah.
They probably don't like that much.
No, no, they don't.
I get off on that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they don't even want you to know they were part of a particular band or something, but.
Yeah.
But whatever. Anyway. You want to do another song here?
Yeah. Want to do one more, or for now, off Inner Space Odyssey, off the CD, and
sure.
Then I'll play a live one from Inner Space Odyssey.
Okay. Preference? You want me to go in order, or
let's do Eyes of a Child.
Okay. Let's make sure the CD player's on this time. So. This will be the studio version of Eyes of a Child, Hutch Heelan.
Then it did back then.
like family. No more fighting, instead of war, we'll make believe through the eyes of a child. Through the eyes of a child.
All right, so that song was Eyes of a Child from Hutch Heland's new album, Inner Space Odyssey, which just came out and is available in your local Bull Moose stores.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were talking earlier, you said you just played a show, right?
Yep, just played down at the Red Door in Portsmouth.
Right. Oh, for the release.
Yep. And working on putting together a release party for Portland, but haven't nailed anything down just yet. But I want to get a full band together for that one too. So
was the Portsmouth show just you, just solo? band wise.
Yeah. My friend Jake Roach, he accompanied me on electric guitar for it. So yeah, and then our friends Cantilever opened the show for us.
And so you're working on putting a band together, but no shows lined up right now.
Nope.
Aside from your intergalactic world tour.
Right. Which that's kind of top secret right now, so we can't really talk too much about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So you want to do another live song here?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you going in order? The order that I have written.
Yeah. For now. So this is Lost and Found. This is off Inner Space Odyssey as well.
Okay. All right, so Hutch Heland live on WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland.
Thank you. feel lost, wandering around with a head full of lost cause thoughts. Then other times I feel found, and I find that those are usually the times when you are around. Sunshine shining on my face, warming me from outside into my inner space. I almost lose it every time I see your face, with eyes that radiate pure
moly.
What?
Oh, I just spaced in the middle of that one.
I didn't know it. Nobody would have known.
Damn it. Darn it. I mean,
it's okay. That one's okay.
All right. It's okay.
So that was Lost and Found from the new album, Inner Space Odyssey. Named after the Martin Short film.
Yeah, sort of.
Was it Martin Short? Was it.
Oh, Martin
Randy.
Short. Wait.
No.
Space Odyssey 2001?
No, Inner Space. Remember that movie?
Oh, was that the one where they shrink or something?
Yeah.
And they travel?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. enough of that.
Randy Quaid?
Yes.
Or no, was it Dennis Quaid?
I don't know. The better looking one.
Yeah, the better looking Quaid.
Inner space. The 80s. So, I was thinking as you did that one, you know, people have influences and things.
Mm-hmm.
Like what made you want to pick up a guitar and start writing music?
Well, actually, I did like piano lessons when I was a kid and learned some piano. So I played some music when I was younger, and then I really loved Primus when I got into high school. Yep. And so I bought a pawn shop bass and started learning a bunch of Primus, and I'd play like Primus cover nights and stuff at high school shows.
So learning bass, you just jumped right in.
I was like really into like slapping bass and like popping strings and tapping and stuff like that. Nice. Victor Wooten, that kind of stuff, you know?
Yep. He was here last year, right? He was Port City or something?
Yeah, I saw him. I was driving down Congress and I saw him and I was like, hey, Victor. And he looked terrified.
Yeah. It's amazing the people that just kind of wander around the city sometimes, you know?
It is. It's a real potpourri of people.
I heard Bruce Springsteen was walking around lately or recently.
I heard something about that he played at like Rira or something.
Really?
Like, that he just got up and played a couple songs, but I don't know if that's just a
why not
folklore. Or...
He can do whatever he wants, really.
Yeah.
What about Primus, Victor Wooten?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I had fun doing that, and then I realized I was a little bit more interested in songs and stuff rather than, not that Primus doesn't have songs, but it's more like just crazy stuff. And I love that, but it wasn't, my interests were more starting to draw towards guitar from Radiohead and Dave Matthews and Coldplay and, you know, all those bands that aren't cool to like, but that I do like.
Dave Matthews, Coldplay. There was one other you said. Just said
Radiohead.
Well,
Radiohead's cool to like.
Nobody's ever going to say Radiohead's not cool to like.
Yeah.
I don't know if you would agree, but The Bends for me is the greatest Radiohead album. I just love it. OK Computer was good,
mm-hmm.
but. They lost, they gave up on just trying to write a song. But you know, they're just great pop songs on The Bends.
Yeah. They became a lot more avant-garde and stuff with all the,
right. Which I'll still listen to, but, more times than not.
Yeah,
I'll go for the one with the really great songs. You know,
some of that newer stuff, like Kid A, and like I like a lot of the stuff off there. But I feel like Radiohead, they've gone so far in that direction that like if you get an album, it's like you have to learn it. It's like learning a new language before you can start to understand how to enjoy it or something. And then if you don't listen to it for a while and then come back, it's like. It's like if you didn't speak that language for a while and so you're rusty and you have to like remember it's like how the pieces fit to understand it. But
I'm older now and I can't put as much work into listening to an album, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I still enjoy them anyway.
I always think the most avant-garde move that they could probably do now is to make just the most like stripped down basic pop album or something.
Yeah.
but yeah. with their, you know, with their kind of tone to it. But I think that's the only thing they could do now to surprise their fans, you know. But I'm not trash talking them. I mean, they're great.
No, but, no, they're incredible. Yeah. But me, I like pretty, I don't know, I guess I like a pretty traditional song structure, you know?
Yeah.
And I like to have a chorus that I can sing along to and things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So, how about your music? You want to do another live one?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go for it.
Do the apology.
Okay. And this one's also on Interspace Odyssey, right?
Yep. And I dropped some F-bombs in this, so I'm going to have to censor them.
Okay.
Get my...
Because I don't have a bleep button in here.
Yeah.
Or
like a record scratch.
I bet I could install one somehow. I could figure out a bleep button. Well, let's not do
I'll
it
try
tonight,
and keep
though.
On top of it. I probably shouldn't have said anything just so it's no one's paying attention to it. But
nobody's... Wait, I almost said nobody's paying attention.
Yeah.
But that's not what I meant.
You realize this is reaching like 100 million people right now.
I know.
So we got to be very
all
careful
over the
about
world.
These things.
We've
yeah.
got the internet, localmotives.org or WMPG.org. And we've got two radio stations, 90.9 and 104.1. Huh? Huh? How about that? You guys with one radio station. Anyway.
Jerks.
Yeah. The apology.
I gave in to temptation. I'm sorry, I effed up. I treated you badly. Was thoughtless, messed up. I chose what I chose greedily. Was the greed in me?
You did an excellent job at self-editing.
Thank you.
It's like a radio remix done right there live on the radio.
Yeah. That was, man, that was... that was interesting.
What? Editing yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Well...
We all appreciate it here. So let's see. So far, all the songs you've played have been from the new album, right?
Yep.
And I'm just looking down here. Oh, okay. All right. All right. You've got some from the first album that you're going to do too. Now, and on the first album you had, oh, right. You said, it was more, well, I don't know if loops is the right phrase, but yeah. not so much live band sounding, I guess. I don't even know because I haven't heard it yet.
It's so. Built up with like a full band, and there's some horns on it too. Yeah. Joe Parra and Lucas Desmond played horns on a couple tracks, and... There's a lot of guests on that first one.
Yeah.
Dave Gutter from Rustic and Paranoid Social Club sing some backing vocals.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, I'm not even sure who that was, but
just showed up.
Yeah. And then my friend Calvin Goodale played some tasty guitar licks on that, and I don't know. Quite a few guests. But so with the new one, it's some guests.
My old man eyes are looking again, just looking down. So did this first one, did you record this with Jonathan Wyman too?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does good work, that Wyman guy.
He does. I don't know. Would you want to play one more song for now off of Inner Space Odyssey, and then maybe we can play something off my old album Mercury Music too?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, we can do that. What do you want to play?
Coffee Crush,
which I have queued up already. I am
nice.
Just that good. Doesn't hurt that we're playing them in order. And
this is my song about a barista I had a crush on that at my local coffee shop when I was living in York the past year. But they actually have a menu of specialty coffee drinks called Coffee Crush. So they have like caramel swirl extravaganzas and stuff like that. So I stole the name from them.
Have they heard the song?
I don't think so. No.
There might be some money to be made there.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I can get it on a Dunkin' Donuts commercial or something.
I was playing it in the car, and my three-year-old was like, "Daddy, why does he keep saying coffee, coffee, coffee?" Like, because he really loves coffee, just like Daddy.
That's a beautiful explanation.
I don't know. It's,
one day
it's the
you'll
way the
you'll
song
love
goes.
Coffee too.
I offer it every day, and he never accepts.
Probably a good thing.
He certainly doesn't need
smart
it.
Kid.
Yeah. All right. So this is going to be Coffee Crush, from by Hutch Heelan from the Inner Space Odyssey album. Here we go.
Thank you.
what's a guy like me gotta do to go on a date with a girl like you? Just like an angel, dressed like a lady. I hardly know you, and you hardly know me. But if I became a big star, I'd fill up your tip jar. If I became a big star, I'd fill up your tip jar. Coffee, coffee, coffee crush. Coffee, coffee, coffee crush.
The lovely baristas of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Who hasn't had a coffee crush?
I know, not many people.
I married mine.
Huh?
I married mine. My wife, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, yep.
That's...
Used to go in and order just... we worked in the same place, but she worked in the cafe, and I would always go over to visit, and now we're happily ever after.
That's lovely.
So
you're one of the few.
That's a lovely abridged story.
You're one of the rare coffee crush success stories, I guess.
My Life rules.
I'm going to give you a high five after we get out of here for this.
Yes. All right, Hutch. So, you know what? I have to update these, our fine listeners here. We've got to talk about the weather for a minute.
Okay.
I heard it's going to be cold this weekend.
It was kind of like sleeting out there last time I was out there.
Gross.
Yeah.
It says light rain here. all right, let me run through this real quick.
Sure.
So if you need to step out of the room for a minute or anything, feel free.
Okay.
All right, folks, the weather. Tonight, yep, like Hutch said, rain or freezing rain likely. However, mostly going to be late, between 1 and 3 this morning, or tomorrow morning, I guess, this evening, however you want to think of it. Cloudy, lows around 35. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers. Patchy fog after 10 o'clock. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Saturday night, 30% chance of showers. Mostly before midnight, patchy fog. Otherwise, cloudy. Lows around 38. Sunday, only a 20% chance of showers. Mostly afternoon. Highs around 50. Otherwise, cloudy. And then Sunday night, Monday, 50% chance of showers. I guess it's not getting that cold this weekend. It's actually pretty darn warm. Sunday, high near 50? That's like, it's nearly summer. Geez, and Monday, high, partly sunny, high near 50. It's like beach weather, except for the 50% chance of showers. Eh, well, and so that is the weather. It's a nicer weekend than I thought. Let's see. Let's look a little further. Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, all right. Thursday night. By Thursday night, it's getting cold. Lows around 14. So that's no fun. But enjoy some warmer weather while we have it the next few days, I guess. Even if it is raining. All right, so it's 8:30. You're listening to Local Motives here on WMPG. And in the studio, we've got Hutch Heelan, who's got a few songs left that we're going to get to in just a moment here. And anyway, I totally lost my train of thought there. But it is about this time. This program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. All right. Hutch, you're back.
I'm back.
You are. So you missed it, but Monday is like, it's a spring day.
Really?
Highs near 50. Maybe, nice. Maybe some rain. I don't know. Not January weather, that's for sure. So
it's a bonus.
It really is. So can we talk about this little line on the back of your CD?
Sure. Yeah.
I chuckled when I flipped it over and read, "Please pirate this disc freely." So you're into, you just want people to hear your music, or is this, I mean, is this like, really, are you okay with people copying and passing around?
I don't care.
I mean, I don't want to encourage it.
I guess people should pay artists and whatever, but you know, I just want people to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, but I also wrote that just as a joke too.
Yeah, I mean, I would, honestly, like, if I got this CD and I listened to it, okay, if I obtained this CD somehow,
yeah,
and I listened to it, I'd feel really guilty, and I would buy it, but that's just me, I guess. not everybody operates the same way.
No.
Jerks.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I want people to share it if they like it and not feel bad about burning it because, you know, I mean, in spite of all the money, the countless dollars that I'm making from record sales, I still, you know, my main objective, I guess, is just to have people hear it. And, but I sort of, you know, put that "please pirate this disc freely" label on the back because also, you know, you see a lot of CDs that have like the FBI, like, yeah, you know, hardcore, like threatening warning on the back, which makes sense. But so I just wanted to do the opposite of that. Have a little fun, you know?
It is fun. Not pirating. That's not fun.
No.
Nobody should do that.
Nope.
No, but yeah, I mean, you know, I think handing somebody a CD that you've burned, it is somehow different than you going and downloading a CD for free. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I know the artist is still not receiving anything from you doing that, but I don't know. There's something more personal about it, and I think I would be, well, I think I would almost be more apt to follow up on that, I guess, you know?
Yeah. See, for me, at my point in playing music, I would just be honored if someone burnt a copy of my CD and gave it to a friend, you know? So it doesn't bother me, but, you know, yeah, I know what you mean. Putting it up on a server where it's a free-for-all, right, is a lot less personal than someone being sort of being like an advocate for your music and being like, dude, check this out. It's pretty decent. Over a plate of, you know, Shire sausages and,
right,
what was it, the Hobbit Slam or whatever?
Delicious Hobbit Slam.
Yeah.
With, I don't even
cream
know.
Sweet cream cheese frosting and stuff.
She told me she'd bring some whipped cream over for my pancakes. I was like, really? I'm going to dump corn syrup on them. this just in. So, you know, people burning CDs or offering up, or you know, some people download things, whatever. People are going to do what they're going to do. Yeah. How would you feel if your songs ended up on a mixed CD for somebody? Like, say I was making my lovely wife a mixed CD for our anniversary because I'm just that cheap.
Yeah.
And I put Coffee Crush on it. How would that make you feel?
My blood would boil.
Oh, yes.
No.
Correct answer.
I would be very excited and honored. And I'd click my heels.
Do you think mixtapes and show my age a little bit, but do you think the art of mixed, do you think mixed CDs and tapes are an art? And do you think that that art is lost?
Well, sequencing things is, to an extent, an art, right, can be an art, sequencing an album or whatever. But yeah, it's an art. It's an expression of things that you enjoy. So,
Nick Hornby would argue with you if you ever said no. You ever see High Fidelity? Read it?
No.
Great book. Great movie. All about a guy who loves pop songs. Check it out.
That's not with John Cusack, is
yes,
it?
Yes. Yeah, that's the one. That.
Yeah.
Anyway. How about another live song?
Sure. I'm going to do Bright Like Fires. This is off Mercury Music.
Oh, you are mixing things up. So this is off the first one?
Yep. My Bright Smash Fires debut, groundbreaking release.
All right, let's hear it. Turn off the reverb channel here. Well, here. Yeah. Go ahead, talk.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Let's just do the rest of it like that. Oh, you can hear the reverb.
I can hear
all the
reverb,
time, right?
Yeah.
Well.
It's okay.
Well, nobody else can now.
Okay.
So that was Bright Like Fires from the first CD.
That's funny. So you were like talking to me like in a bottom of a well?
Yeah, just for a second there.
Yeah.
It hasn't been like that, like, through the whole show.
Oh, okay.
No. I've been doing my job here.
It's all good.
Faders and things.
Either way.
Buttons. I've got buttons. I've got things on dials and... got everything. So, yeah. So that's from the first album, Mercury Music. And that was, like, a few years back now. That you put that out?
Yeah, I think 2009 I put it out. I think.
And yeah. So do you, I mean, do you play around a lot or? I've seen your name a lot, you know, like I see people talking about you,
yeah.
But I mean, I'm old and I don't get out as much, but.
Yeah, it probably would behoove me to play a little bit more. I'm pretty lackadaisical about it. I should probably set up more shows. I kind of come and go in spurts with them.
Yeah.
So, the past year I was living down in York, so I'd play some shows like in Portsmouth or mm-hmm. Dover, but I wasn't doing it that much. And
are you up here now? Are you in Portland?
Yeah. Back in Portland. Yep.
What's one of your favorite places to play around Portland?
I like playing the Big Easy a lot.
It's a really popular place right now. I mean, it always has been, but I feel like every show I want to go see is at the Big Easy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is all right with me.
Yeah, I like playing there. It's pretty small, and it's all kind of contained. It's the bar is right where the music is, so you can't escape it, sort of. But they have a good sound.
Can't escape
down there
the bar, or can't escape the music.
Either one,
right? A little of both. Yeah.
But all right. I don't know. There's a lot of great clubs around Portland.
No doubt.
I've played a number of them. I like them all, pretty much all of them, for different reasons. But
works for me.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we go right into another song, because you've got a few more, and I want to get through them all.
Okay. So I'll do, this is called Why So Blue Julia. Why So Blue Julia.
Remembers days spent by the sea, on a river bed with friends to keep her company. In the back of her mind, she wishes she could be in that place for all eternity. So blue, Julia, did they make you lose your passion? Sometimes that can happen. What's going on in your head? Are you afraid of what might happen before it's even happened? She's hard to get a smile from. She feels like she sticks out just like a sore thumb. In the back of her mind, she wishes secretly for anything at all to make her happy. So blue, Julia, did they make you lose your passion? Sometimes that can happen. What's going on in your head? Are you afraid of what might happen before it's even happened? Even happen.
Why so blue, Julia?
Oh, you all reverb-y when you said that. All right, and so is that on one of these? Yeah, yeah, it's on the first one, right?
Yeah, Mercury Music. And
can people purchase this first one?
Yeah, they can. It's in limited supply though nowadays because I'm out of my CDs. I only have a couple left, so you know.
So go and get it.
Yeah,
get it if you see it. I took the CD out of it. I do love the actual disc artwork on that. Just the record and.
Thanks.
It was textury. Yeah. I could feel the grooves in it.
Yeah, it's like a little vinyl record there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, we've got about a little over 10 minutes, just about 10 minutes left.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Maybe I'll do one more live song, and then we can go out on a track or two from Inner Space Odyssey.
Sure.
Probably only have time for one after that, but
yep.
We'll see.
Yep. All right. Yep. So, what do you want to do? What do you want to do for a song in there?
This is another song off Mercury Music. This is called My Own Skin.
All right. My Own Skin.
Kind of a creepy name for a song, but
well,
it's not really about skin, but
at least it's your own skin and not the title's not. Your skin.
your own
skin. Anyway, all right, your own skin.
My life begins. Credit for what I've done. In confidence for what's to come. Confidence for what's to come. Comfortable in my own skin. Comfortable in my own skin. I'll step out of my own way and let my life begin. Thank you.
So that was Hutch Heelan live here in the WMPG studio. And so in just a minute, we'll go out on another song from Inner Space Odyssey.
Yep.
Do you have a preference? What I love to do and boom, boom.
How much, yeah, do you think we can squeeze those in, or do you think it's pushing
probably
it?
Probably do one.
One?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, What I Love to Do.
All right, we can do that. So I just wanted to, in wrapping up here, thank you so much for coming in and being here tonight. And
you're very welcome.
It's been great. For anybody who tuned in late or just wants to relive this evening, in the next week, you know, by next Friday or so, I should have this up online at localmotives.org so people can give a listen and stream and download and whatever they want there. I am a week behind, and I apologize for that. I'll do that this weekend, I promise. But so, again, thank you, Hutch, and thank you, Craig, for he's not in the room anymore. thank you, Craig, for taking care of the sound and making sure everything ran smoothly. I appreciate it. Anything you want to add before? Well, Inner Space Odyssey, go to Bull Moose and buy it.
Yep, it's at most Bull Moose locations, and I think people may like it.
Do you have it? I like it. do you have it in the brand new Mill Creek store there?
No, I don't.
It's a nice store.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet.
It's much nicer as a Bull Moose than it was as a Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't take much.
Yeah, Blockbuster, I don't know. Never felt too good about that.
No. All right. Well, thank you, Hutch, for being here. And
you're welcome.
This is What I Love to Do, right? Is that what we said?
Yep, What I Love to Do.
All right. And have a good night.
Prison for you, it'd be